Beis, holding on the Rosh, about halfway down the page. So he's going on the Gemara that the Rabbi Yosef said, when the Chacham said that the Churban Abayis was Nerlud, if I would have been there, Rabbi Yosef says, Kishomer the Chacham and Lenochem, the Churban Abayis, Churban Beis Amikdash, Havi Nerlud, when the Chacham said to Nochem that you can't be matted in the Neder based on that, because Churban Abayis is something which is unexpected, I would have said that's not true. I would have said the Lav Nerlud Hu. They knew the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. Yisib Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. It says it three times. Zemikdash Rishon, Umikdash Sheni, Mikrahu beYirmiyah. The Yirmiyah says, "Al Tiptuchu Al Dibri Hashaker Lemor." Don't rely on the Dibri Hashaker. To rely to say that the Dibri Hashaker said Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heimo, Lo Sobalinu Roha. Okay, says the pasuk. Mafarish Le Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef understands the pasuk. Shahayu Machiach Es Harishoyim, that Yirmiyah was telling the Rishoyim, Shahayu Misyashim Mina Peronius. They were not concerned about the Peronius. It'll come back. So it's not that, we don't have to stop doing our various. It'll go, it'll come. But they understood the possibility of the Mikdash being destroyed once and twice. Mashani, the more answers, Nahid Diyadi Shayakarib Yodu Amos. But they didn't know when. Hilo Havi Nerlud. So it's considered Nerlud Shlohayu Nimnaim Bishil Zemi leader, Kiman Shlo Yodu Amos Yakarif. The point is, it was something which wasn't in their thought process that they would say they should have taken into consideration, because even they would have thought about it, they would not have refrained. And that's the whole idea behind a Pesach, is that had the person really thought about this, he wouldn't have done it. That's not true. Parach Abayis, Abayis says back to the Mora's answer, Sir Yosef said that, the Bnei Ashiba said back, no, the Chachamim were right, it is Nailog, because they don't know when. So Abayis said back to Bnei Ashiba, Mechilo Yodah Amos Nechor, they didn't know when it's going to be destroyed. Vaksiv b'sefer Daniel, Shuayim Meshiva Nechtach Alam Chol Baler Kodeshecha. So 70 Shuayim Pierce Shmitas. So Shuayim Shua is a Shmita cycle. Shuayim, his understanding means a set of Shmita cycles, and that seven times. So this set of Shmita cycles, seven times. What's that set? Pir Shmita is Ayin. It's 10 times. The Shuayim is 10 times the Shavua, and then those seven times is 490. The 100 Tafsari, that's 490 Shana. Nigzar Shia Bein Churban Ho'alev, the Churban Abayis. So there is 490 years between the two Churbanos. Dano Ayin Shogolos Bubble, when we know they were in bubble for 70 years. V'tav Chav Shomed Bayasheni, and the Beis Hamikdash Bayasheni stood for 420, so it's 490 years. So Daniel already told us that the Churban Bayasheni will be 490 years after Churban Bayas Rishon. Okay, so more answers. So then it's not a Nerlud. They knew it was going to be Chariv. They knew when it's going to be Chariv. They were living around that time, obviously. So they knew it was imminent. So that's something that had they contemplated, they would have refrained. So it's a valid Pesach. Mashani Dekati Lo Yodi Be'ezer Yom Ibitchilas Hashanah Abesayfa. So they knew the year. the more same, but they didn't know when in the year, and that's still called the Nerlud. And the only thing I can, you know, understand is that the desire for the Mikdash to stand was so strong that had they contemplated the possibility, they would have convinced themselves it's not going to happen now, and therefore there's no reason why they shouldn't become a Nozer. And that's strong enough to say that it wasn't a valid Pesach. As it did in Manoilet. Okay. Talk to Mishnah. So we have this Mishnah before. The betting case. So the Mishnah, there's a group of people walking down the road. And they see in the distance somebody coming from the other direction. Omer Echad Mehen. So the first one of the group says, "Hareini Nozer Shezeh Ploni, I'm convinced that so and so, and I'm so convinced that so and so, I will undertake a Naziris on that part to as it were to prove my point. I'm being a Nozer. That's Reuben. That's Reuben. I'm a Nozer. If that's Reuben, I'm a Nozer." V'echad Omer, Hareini Nozer Shein Zeh Ploni. No, it's not Reuben, and I'm so convinced it's not Reuben. I'm undertaking a Naziris that it's not Reuven. Okay, so that's the first two. Hareini Nozer Shechem Mikem Nozer. So the third person says, one of you is right, and it's either Reuven or not Reuven. So one of you is right. So I'll be a Nozer that one of you are right. The fourth guy says, no. Nozer Shein Echad Mikem Nozer. Neither you are a Nozer. And I'm a Nozer that neither you is a Nozer. The next fellow says, Sheshnechem Nazirim. I'm a Nozer that you're both Nazirim. Then the next person says, so we're up to number six. He says, Shekuchem Nazirim. All five of you are Nazirim. Right? So the math doesn't work, right? So that we had before, that even though there's clearly the more, so this is the case of Naziris Patos, the first two are at best are a Sophic. Number three says one of you is a Nozer, so far that, you know, so far it makes sense. The fourth one says you're both, says neither is a Nozer. I mean, either it's yes or we're not Reuven, so really neither you is a Nozer. The next guy says, you're all Nazirim. Right? Both of you are Nazirim. That's not possible. And the last guy says, you're all Nazirim. It's also not possible. But it doesn't make a difference. According to Beishamai, the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. And we say that even though there's a Tos involved, the person still means to do it anyway. Beishilo Omrim, Eino Nazir Lamishi, Shlod, Eino Nazir. The only ones are Nozer Alamisha Loinis Kaim of the Warb. The Mor is going to ask on that, and the Mor says that the correct answer should be Misha Niskaim of the Warb. The people which their words have been fulfilled, those are Nazir. Retire for number Ain Echad Mehem Nozer. Nobody's a Nozer. So the Mor is going to say that according to Tarfin, creating a Nazir is in this unclear type of a commitment does have a dinam naziris, period. That's a lacking in the he learns from a pasuk that naziris has to be done in a way which is definitive. So there wasn't a definitive act of naziris, of undertaking naziris with these, because everything's up in the air. We don't know who he is till later. So that's not a valid Kabbalah. Now,
although, I mean, it's definitive, you know, when one says, well, one of you is a Nazir.
Yeah, but he's saying the basis that the actual the taking of the Naziris is based on something that's not solid.
I mean, it's solid that they're you know, one of them is a Nazir.
Well, that's true. But yeah.
So, Russell's asking that number three, so numbers one and two are not clear. Number four anyway is strange. Number five is strange, and number six is strange. But number three...
If three is just saying, if there was another, one of you is.
Right. So
if there is another, one of you is.
If you look at Tosis, we retire for an armor. The word learns from the post, it has to be mufla means it has to be clear. The God of Nazir Ksiv, Ish Kiyafli, Shesarach Lahafli, that the expression of Nazir has to be done in a very definitive way. And therefore, there's a gist inside of Ein Kan Kabbalas and Ziris. No, nothing, you know, in the Haggadah Tzionim, he says Ein Kan Kabbalas and Ziris. The filo shafilo leechem in hashnayim shenitzah k'dvor of Ein Borah lo b'shas nidra shehei nozer asher bo etzlom v'yakiruhu. So, one of them comes out being right, but it wasn't at the time that he understood the Ziris. He wasn't right. It wasn't clear. So the commitment of Naziris wasn't valid. Because since there's a requirement of Haflah in numbers 1 and 2, so number 3 is not right. He didn't say that I'm a Nazir if one of you was right that it's Reuben or Shimon. He said I'm a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. Well, according to the Tarfa, neither one's a Nazir. So number 3 is not right either. Now, he's got his kashas that number 4 is right. Number 4 said, no, neither you was a nozer. So, l'chara, he's right. That was a very clear statement. So the Torah says, no. Mashra nami she'ein echem hem nozer. V'chaveiro mia havi nozer. Veloy, he doesn't mean to say Velohi Shein, Shelohi Shein Bishtam Rishadim Shum Nozer Shelodit Nazir Zela Haflo. One second. He's teaching that what he meant to say wasn't, if he would have said, if you remember, then he would be a Nozer. They're not Nazir, Mr. Tarfa. But he said that's not what it means. It means, Sh'ein Echad Mechem Nozer. So interesting, it also seems to be saying this specifically that Nozer is. See, he's teaching that number four is saying not that neither of you was a Nozer, sure, but one of you was not a Nozer. Which means the other one is a Nozer.
No, is that different than three?
The way it's different than three is just the way he's saying it. Three is saying one of you is another. Number four is saying that, Siri, please. Four is saying one of you is not another. It means one of you is, but he's coming from another direction according to the way he's saying it. Yeah.
Would this have any sort of bearing on the case in Sanhedrin where, you know, somebody says, oh, you know, somebody of so and so, like, it's just, it's said, like let's honest, like, it's just, it's lighthearted to say, I'm so confident in this.
Meshat anibach, no.
Yeah.
There's no, it's not a meshat anibach. It's exerts a custom of haflaw over here that it has to be, that even if the person's serious, but if he says it in a way which is, the expression of the Naziris is not done properly. It's not a valid Naziris.
Sorry. So we're assuming they're saying it in a serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this fellow who was traveling forward turns around and goes back the other direction. So we never get to find out who he was. So we don't know who was right. So, Colonel Tarfon, that's irrelevant. According to Beishamai, they're all Nazirim. According to Beishilo, the only ones who are Nazirim are the ones who were right. But now we don't know who was right. So what happens now? So even in Beis Hillel, the person only meant to be Makabal Naziris if it would come to a clarity that he was correct. Okay, that's the Tanakam. Rav Shimon Omer, no, it's a Suffolk, and therefore he has to be a Nozer Misafik, but he can't bring a Korban Misafik because you can't bring a Korban. Maybe the Korban is Kulin. So what he has to do is he has to be Makabal a second, another Naziris, and he's saying, if Yomer, Im Hoya Kedvorai, if what I said originally was correct, so this Naziris which I'm doing now is for that Chiyuv. Vimlav, if I was incorrect before, I'm undertaking a Naziris now to do, not because of my Chiyuv, because I had no Chiyuv, but I'm being misnadav a Naziris right now, so I'm going to keep this Naziris either as my Chiyuv for what I said before, or as I'm offering it now as a new, just not because of a Chiyuv. Therefore, he'll be able to keep his Naziris. Memon Shach is a Nazir, and now he can bring his Karbonis at the end.
Would it have to be a 60-day one?
No, it'll be 30 days. And he's saying either this 30 days is either for that Chiyuv, and if I'm not Chayiv, I'm offering it instead as an Adava now. Zogt the Rosh. Hoy Mahalchim Aderich. Beishamar Mekulam Nazirim Pirashchia Lamala Bepirkos, that we had before the day of Naziris Batos. Beishamar holds as a Naziris. So even though what the Kabbalah wasn't correct, it doesn't make a difference. Bezorim Ein Nozer Elamish Shalom Yizkayim Adavorov. The Gemara Farsha, the Gemara is going to explain that phrase doesn't make any sense. It should be the one who was words. We're in this kind. The Tarfon number 8 in Echemim Nozer, the Sword of Tarfon, Lord Nitin, the Zeres El Haflo. The Naziris has to be done in a very clear way. It has to be clear through his Kabbalah that he's becoming a Nazir. That's the Haflah. The Kabbalahs that they made because of the way they phrased them, there was a lack of clarity that he really, if he was Makabal and Naziris or not. So Naziris, which you're not clear that you're Makabal and Naziris, when you said the Naziris, not as Naziris. The Moider of Tarfon, Bedalad, Shaman the Bezer, Rishonim, Reini Nozer, Shein Echel Mechem Nozer. But number four, Shibi writes, he says, neither is a Nozer. The Nozer Havi, he is a Nozer. The Bor of Yidua, who is Shein Echel Mechem Nozer. Trip Tarfon, the boy Haflo. So the first version over here, number four should be a Nozer. That's the first version he says. That's he's quoting from somebody. So the Rosh Alini era, the Tarfon Akulukoi. The Tarfon is going in all six or not. So the first version is saying that number four is a Nozer. The Rosh says, responds and knows that all six are not Nazirim. Number four is right, because since Tarfon said there's halacha that neither one, that this is not a valid HaKabbalah, so it comes out that number four is correct, that neither one is an Ozer. Reb Tarfon Kulukoi, but Kuli Amalei Beki, but the Reb Tarfon, while you serve the Vadi Echem Mehem Nozer. This is all because of that Reb Tarfon's din. But if the person doesn't know Reb Tarfon's din, so even though what he said is true, but he's saying it in a way believing that what he's saying is not true, That's not a valid. That wasn't clear to him. B'shas, he made that it wasn't haflah because he didn't know when he said those words that this is a Kabbalah Naziris. So that's also not a Kabbalah Naziris going to Tarfu.
So you need the haflah both in terms of his the person's mindset and in terms of his words. Is that
I would say like this, that it has to be that the person has to undertake a Naziris, which is clear that he's undertaking a Naziris. So whatever reason why it's not clear, because the circumstances make it not clear, because he doesn't understand, so that thought called it was clear to him. So that's not a Kabbalah. The person has to be makabel clearly in his ears. So he wasn't makabel clearly because he didn't know that he's being makabel. If he didn't know it, he's not being makabel. Now, because it's not a question of das, it's a question of clarity. It has to be yadua to the person. That's the Rosh Hashan. Yadua loy b'shas nidrashu nazir. It has to be clear to him that he's being makabel in his ears. That only such a Lashon works.
So, if we're talking about Tom Chacham, then...
And Echanami, then the Sadr Pshat would be right. The person who was coming in the distance turned around and went back. We don't know who he is. Said a Nazir. Nobody's a Nazir. So the Mor said, people don't... So what's shot in the Tanakhama? Tarpin is right. That's not Tarpin. Shimon is right. It's a Suffolk Naziris. He says, no. We have a cloud that a person does not like to under the Mimakabal things with under a state of Sveikis. The person doesn't literally descend into a situation of Suffolk. So there's a unspoken automatic assumption that the person is thinking, if it turns out that it's not going to become clear, I never meant to be Makabal and Aziris. We had this in the Dorim, that rule, in the second parak. He holds that the situation of Suffolk is an Ozer. So how? What's the solution? The galeach will have carbon. They can end the naziris, get a haircut, and bring the carbonus. Because normally Suffolk leaves them with the situation which is difficult, because they have to be nazir misafik, but they can't be carbonus misafik. So they're going to be this nazir without an end. No, there is shi'af shalem legaleach will be carbon misafik. You can't get a haircut misafik because. You can't bring a carbon misafik, and you can't get a haircut that brings the carbonus. You can't bring a carbon to the base of mikdash misafik because it's chulin bazora. El shichum lahasters, they have to undertake an aziris with a tanai. Imenu kedvorov. If what he said was correct, she's an ozer. And if not, she an ozer nadava. He's undertaking an aziris right now of nadava. Therefore, either way, he's able to get a haircut and bring a korban and the aziris. Okay. So the more it gets in Beis Hillel, the Mishnah's words were that the only one is a Nazir is the one that his words were not found to be correct. So the words of Mishnah is kind of the word of Amai Havi Nazir. Why would that be true? That the one whose words were not fulfilled is a Nazir. So Rav Yehuda, Ema Mishnah is kind of the word. You're right. You have to change the gears in the Mishnah. And the correct gears in the Mishnah is, according to Rav Yehuda, is the only ones of the Nazir are those which the words were found to be true. Okay. So that's Rav Yehuda. So Baya says, I can find a way to keep the gears of the Mishnah as is. Okay. Abaye Omar, going to Omar, Inami Lav Plonihu, Ahavi Nozer. that they still are saying something else, that the only ones who are Nazirim are the ones who are saying, I'm a Nazir if X is true. You know what? Even if it's not true, I'm also a Nazir. Gundam Inami Lav Plonihu, even if it turns out that it's not so and so, a heavy Nazir will be a Nazir. So what do the words of the Mishnah mean? So his Nazir is Enos Elamishalon is Kaim of the Word. Umay Lon is Kaim of the Word. What does the phrase of the Mishnah Lon is Kaim of the Word mean? Lon is Kaim of the Word for Rishonim El Devar Vachronim. So it means that the original statement that So the person said, I'm a Kamal Naziris if it's Reuben. And you know what? Even if it's not Reuben, I'm a Kamal Naziris also. So Zak Beishilil, that in that situation, because he added in the other phrase, that's why he's an Nazir. So the Rosh is going to say, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Tekel Dibur. He didn't do a separate Kabbalah. He did. He's basically retracting his condition in his original Kabbalah. I'm a Nazir if it's Reuven. Even if it's not Reuven, I'm also a Nazir. So you basically just retracted your condition. So you can do that. Tech the deeper. Okay.
There is no condition. There's no condition. I'm going to be a Nazir either way, whether it's Reuven or not.
Exactly. But the problem is, when he originally said it, the original Kabbalah, he said, Arani Nosus is a Ploini. Now, he didn't say it as a language of a Tanai. He didn't say if. He said, that. I'm a Nosus, that's Reuven. It's not Reuven, you're not a Nosus. He's saying, and I'm in the Kabbalah, and if not Reuven also. So, what just happened? You retracted that phrase. So, the more so that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, you can retract the phrase.
What would be the difference between that and somebody saying that either one of them, regardless, once you start dealing with unknowns, with things that they're not based on solids, I mean, if it's Reuven, I'm a Nazir, and if it's not, then I'm not. And you start.
Well, if he does it tonight,
I don't know who it is. I don't know who this is coming, but if it's Reuven. But if it's Reuven, I mean you're going beyond the unknown. I have no idea who's coming. But if it's Reuven that's coming, so now make not only basing it on an unknown, it's almost like a betting. It's so diminishing the Nazirship, whatever that is. I mean,
if it rains tomorrow, I'm undertaking the Zeros. If it doesn't rain, I'm not undertaking the Zeros. I don't know what's going to rain tomorrow. I have no idea. But if it rains tomorrow, I'm going to be a Nazir. So that's Makama and the Zeros based on this Tanai of something which will happen. That's the regular day of Tanai. I can make it Tanai however I want. That's if it's Tanai.
Would Tanai work with Tarfon?
Would Tanai work with Tarfon? I would love to answer that question, but I'm recalling a Gemara about it, and I'm not pulling it out. The simple answer would be no, because it's lacking enough law. But remember something about it, I can't pull it out.
According to Abaye, why do you need this complicated Mishnah if it's just teaching you tough with AD rule?
I had a different question. That so the way the Mishnah reads according to Abaye, the Basil is saying that nobody's a Nazir unless they have this other Kadesh, unless they retract, which means even if it turns out that one of them is right, she's not a Nazir. So that's a tarfin. Which we didn't. We assumed before that Basil wasn't saying that.
What?
Right. So there was. What's Basil saying? Mishami says they're all nazir. Basil says no. The only way they're nazirim is if your first words are not niskayim, but your second words are niskayim. Which that's the only way you're a nazir. Which means if your first words are niskayim, I didn't tell you you're a nazir. The only one who's a nazir is the person who retracted and said I'm a nazir. Either way, he's a nazir. Which means the person whose words were fulfilled is not a nazir. I mean, the klal heina toshe me'alav. Why? So I'm not sure exactly what Abai is doing in the Mishnah. Right? The Rosh says the Milsa Agav Urkei Kamash Shulon that there's din of Tachadib with Kedibra Dami. But it's Agav Urkei. What's the Urkei?
But if you were a fundamentalist,
right, Agav Urkei means along the way. While he's saying X, he also said Y. Right, so the Y is Tachadibra Kedibra Dami. But what's the X that Basil was trying to say? So I was looking this over yesterday, and I wasn't sure what to do with that. Okay. Let's see the rush.
I mean, is Abai like opposed to Rav Yehuda because he like generally wants to Mekayim the Girsa?
Yeah, I mean the Pasha of Abai is just saying I can find a way to have a shot in the Mishnah, which is which we can don't have to change the gear. You don't want to change the Girsa in the Mishnah. Yeah, so the Rosh, I have at the bottom Rosh and Lama base and a base. It doesn't mean that you do, but Misha is kaima the borov. Oyster shenimsa the borov. How he knows it? So that's very simple. Kenomer inami lav ploini who heavy nozer v'tochel diber chozer by v'amar ken. So he undertook this second part of the statement tochel diber. So it works on his kaimu d'var for Rishonim ala achronim va'agav urchi kamash melon the tech d'ibur k'dibur dami. Okay. Zot the Gemara hisir lachur v'enon nazir. Yeah. If the person turned back, so then we say there's a rule lemochas inish nafsha the sveika, nobody's a nazir. Time mishum to hear see lachur ha'osi lekamon. If he did come, ha'mi nazir. So money lamadal manav. So Elaim or Tarfin, it can't be the Tanakama. So the Tanakama over here, we're coming off of Tarfin in the last statements. And then we're continuing. He see Lakurba and Nozer. So this is Rav Tarfin continuing to talk. It can't be. Kim the Bashaita, the Konozer, Loyoda, Iplainuhu, Viloy. Michal ale Naziris, would the Naziris take effect if he doesn't know? But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfin, Einech Mehem Nozer, the Fishal Nid, the Naziris, Allah Hafla. Okay, so if this is going to be a continuation of Rabbi Tarfin, it doesn't make sense. So the Brisa says very clearly that according to Tarfin, there's a requirement of Hafla. It has to be clear at the time. I think the targum on the pashuk ish kiyafli, it has to be meforish, it has to be very clear. So who is it? Rabbi Yehuda the Trihu. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. So the bar plugged over here of Rabbi Shimon is the, we want to, if we want to find a Tano who with a name who says this Shita, it should be Huda the Tree. It should be Huda in the case of the who discussed the case of a pile of grain. The Tanya, Harini knows Almanash Shehe Bekri Hazeh Meakar. So that a person says I'm a nozer on the condition that this pile of grain contains 100 kur of grain. A kur is a kur is 30 saw. So this is 100 times 30, 3,000 saw. Shemikra is 40 saw. Okay? Which the assumption in volume is 3 square amas, 3 cubic amas, an amma by 3. So 40 saw is 3 cubic amas. This is 3,000, a large amount. And they go and they find that there's no, the kri has been some of it or all of it's been stolen, or it's been destroyed. So they don't know. So he's a nazir misafik. Maybe there was 100 kur in the kri and he's a nazir. Rebuta says he's mutter. Shimon saw Rakim and the Iloloi Nignav Dilmahava Bay Meyakur. Since if what he had said been true, he'd be a nozer. Hashanami Havi Nozer. So he's also going to be an Osir Misafik. So over here also, Hakanami Kiman di Osila Kamon, Vyadina Deploini Haboy, Haminozer, Hashlami Haminozer. So Shimon says, since what he said might have been true, he's an Osir Misafik. And Rehuda says, no, that even though it's possible it was true, but he never meant to be Makabal it if it wasn't able to come to a clarity, and he shouldn't be left with the situation of a Safik. So,
as long as you get the answer at the end.
But you can't get the answer over here. Because the tree has been affected in some way.
If you say that you could be a nozer for something, how does that apply in terms of would there be an issue of
Yeah. So, an so the only solution would be like Shimon says in our Mishnah, he'd have to undertake another Naziris with the option of being either Klaver or Nadav.
So,
otherwise, he's stuck. He can't be in Korban.
You'd have to say, all right, I made this Naziris Al-Tanai. Tanai we can never find out because it's been sold. So, he'd have to make another Naziris.
Because
otherwise, he'd be holding that.
You can't be in Korban yourself.
Right. But he also couldn't be in the situation saying, I'm not going to take under the zeros, because then he could have the same over.
Correct.
At the end, it seems like he has to become a nozer.
He has to become a nozer, but he has to, in order to.
But the reason it's according to Rabbi Shimon, he has to. But it's according to everybody, he has to become a nozer at the end.
No, not according to Yehuda. Yehuda is saying that we have there's an unspoken statement which everybody, there's a rule, Dorm Shabalei Benim Dvorim. If you don't say it, it doesn't count. Right. But there's also a rule, the believer believe called Odom, you don't have to say it. If everybody's thinking this, that's automatic as if you said it. There's always a clause, which Rabbi Huda says, as if the person said, whatever I'm saying, I only mean if I'm able to be Mavaris. And if not, I mean nothing. So since you cannot be Mavaris at the end because the situation changed, because the fellow turned back, or because something happened to the Kree, you can't measure it. So he clearly was not Makabal at all. That's the Tanai, that there's an unspoken addition to every Kabbalah, any of these type of Kabbalahs which you're creating this question which has to be clarified. I only mean if I will come to clarification. So it's not a Tarfin's din of the flaw. There is the Moor's Lashon in in the Dorim is there's a klal, people don't want to be in situations of suffering. They want to be mekabel something or not be mekabel something, not the stuff in the middle. So he did not mean the kabel if it would be a situation of a suffering. Okay, let's do the rush.
Beis Hillel on this. Is it just, we just don't know how Beis Hillel would come out in this case.
Well, they're arguing in Beis Hillel.
Oh, they're arguing in Beis Hillel. Okay.
No, it's in Beis Hillel that the ones which words are fulfilled are Nazirim. What about if we don't know which ones the words were fulfilled? Make the case simple. There was just the first two guys. See, there was Reuben or not Reuben. We don't know. So one of them is an Ozer. Either one knows whether they're an Ozer or not. So Rehuda says nobody's an Ozer. And Shimon says they're both an Ozer Misophic.
Schrodinger's Ozer. Cat in the box. It's either alive or dead. We don't know.
Right. Right. Here, let's go back to the rush. I have the rush, the last rush on Lama Gimel Man Aleph. Come on, Habi Nozer. Oisoy Shenimsa Kedavor. The one which turned out he's right is a Nozer. That's not a Tarfin. But Tanya, that Rabbi Huda said the name of Rabbi Tarfin, you need Haflaw. So, Tamer, the Rosh has a question. I don't get it. I'm proving that if Tarfin holds, you're not a Nozer Misophic from a Bryce. That's the case of the myth. That's what Tarfin says in the next three words before. Nobody's a Nozer because of. Because of you need a flaw. Like, I have to prove if Tarfin holds, you know what else it means. But it's a situation which is not clear from a Brisa. Tema.
Well, I understand. How would you know Reb Tarfin? I mean, I was bothered by the fact that half of the Gemara didn't deal with, ask the question, why is Reb Tarfin say what he says? And we only knew from the rush.
No, Reb Tarfin says, Enoch Mehem knows.
Right? We don't know why.
Then continues. He sees the curve. I don't know. It means if he showed up, he is a Nozer. Without knowing why, those words can't fit. Reb Tarfin says nobody's a Nozer. The mission continues. Let's say it's Reb Tarfin talking. And if somebody turns back, he's not a Nozer. It means if he doesn't turn back, he is a Nozer. You told me nobody's a Nozer. So without knowing why, the more saying maybe it's Reb Tarfin. No, it can't be Reb Tarfin because of a Brisa. It can't be Reb Tarfin because it doesn't fit in the line before the Mishnah. Tema, my see Brisa, me my season gufa, have a little suya, the color of Tarfin or Einechem Nozer. You're contemplating if the guy did show up, that one of them is an Ozer. Tarfin said nobody's an Ozer. The Eshlarm is a Nichalei Lasuya Brisa, the Mefarish time of the Tarfin. You're right. We could have said from the Mishnah, but the reason why we're more pro the Brisa because meanwhile it's teaching me the reason. The Masis and Motz and the Ferushe. We can learn the Mishnah like this. Tarfin number Enechamim Ozer Ketzad Imisir Lachurav. So that the way that we're supposed to read the Mishnah is a Hemshech. That was the Tarfin said nobody's a Nozer is in a case of a Seel Achuruf. Okay, and that he's saying this other story of Yehuda, that person doesn't get involved in Sofik. He's not saying this new rule of Haflaw. So I could have read the Mishnah like that. So I think the Brisa says no. Tarfin's saying a special exercise of custom by Naziris of Haflaw, nothing to do with a general rule. In the dorm we had the Yehuda's swar of Lord Mochaz and Shanaf Nesek applies by the dorm also. It's not a din of Dafka Naziris. So the Rosh Malek don't suggest a third reason, because I would mean so that can't be pshat, because then he's saying they're not an Ozer Vadi, they're an Ozer Sofik, and Rav Shimon is also saying the same thing. That can't be. Therefore, he'll mashalei the fruit that ain't in the zir in a cloud. The summer the Lord Machas in his lapse of the Sveika, Ubadaitashim, Lo Yisparo, Shlo Yehelov, Shum Naziris. So there's an automatic assumption, always, that the person only meant to be Makabal if there's going to be a clarity that that's what happens. Okay.